top stories today. It's been revealed One Nation sought tens of millions of dollars in political donations from American gun lobby groups, including the National Rifle Association. Senior party figures James Ashby and Steve Dixon were recorded in talks in Washington late last year, attempting to solicit funding and discussing strategies for watering down Australia's gun laws. In a statement, One Nation says it always complies with the law and it supports the rights of lawful gun ownership. British MPs have voted to take control of the Brexit process from the government to give them a say on a series of alternatives to the current divorce deal. An amendment in a motion put forward by one of Theresa May's Conservatives changes the rules of Parliament in order to provide time for a so-called indicative vote on Brexit options. The Israeli military has begun striking Hamas targets throughout Gaza hours after a Palestinian rocket hit a house north of Tel Aviv. Israeli officials say seven people were injured in the rocket attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington for the US President Donald Trump, with Donald Trump signing a proclamation recognising Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. And Federal Labor says it will introduce laws to force the Fair Work Commission to prioritise cost of living pressures when setting the minimum wage. Australia has one of the highest minimum wages in the world, but the opposition argues it doesn't adequately address rising household costs.